Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I will be your host. Today's episode is all about balance and consistency. It's a little bit different from my normal, I guess, style of telling y'all about things. I'm going to share, pretty personal with you and transparent about some things that have, or just about my life over the past couple of years. And, I'll also be talking about my pregnancy a good bit. And so if that's not something that you'd like to hear about, you're not in a place that you want to hear about it, please know that will be coming up soon and this might not be the episode for you. So, I was reviewing through all of our blog posts and podcast episodes from last year for inspiration for this week's episode, plus just like moving into the new year. And I found that there were two very common topics for almost every single blog post and episode that I did that contribute to your overall wellness. And it was consistency and balance. And in all areas of your life, these two tenets are the key to being healthy and well. Our brain, it wants an instant result to feed your dopamine response that keeps you coming back for more, that keeps you, you know, doing something. But so much of wellness is not that. It is not instant, and it requires commitment and a long-term investment to making wiser choices for our health. So throughout 2024, we will be sharing information to help you be consistent and balanced, those two things, in many different areas of your life, such as future episodes to come will relate to physical wellness, emotional wellness, sexual, financial, occupational, medical wellness, and even more than that. But we'll really be diving into a lot of different areas of your life. What I'm going to share today is primarily related to balance and consistency with exercise and kind of how the studio has played this part for me and especially related to my pregnancy. So, with my pregnancy, I am currently 7 months pregnant with my first child, and it has been quite an eye-opening journey for me so far. It's been very humbling in a lot of different ways, really special, and just a whole bunch of different things. I'll be very transparent with you with this story, so prior to becoming pregnant, I had a birth control device. It was an IUD, and I had it for 4 years. I wanted to prevent pregnancy during my time in physical therapy school, and part of it was mainly because of school, and, you know, financial responsibility, the load of stress that comes with being in PT school. And I cannot imagine being pregnant during PT school. I had friends that and classmates that did it, and I'm inspired by them just thinking about it. But anyway, I also did not want a different family dynamic than what I currently had. So I loved my life with just me and my husband and our two dogs. And then eventually we have our cats now, our two cats. But anyway, so that was just how I felt. I didn't really have a desire for a child for the two of us at that time and throughout that time. So after I graduated PT school and finished my board exam successfully, I really wanted to see what my body was like without hormonal birth control. One of my best friends, Olivia, had gone through a non-birth control journey for 2 years and was successfully preventing pregnancy that way. And anyway, I was just really interested. She had such good, I guess, she felt so good after getting off of birth control and lots of good experiences. And so I was interested in that as well. So I had my IUD removed. Then my primary form of birth control was tracking my cycle for about 6 months. And at around that time, after the 6 months, we decided that having a baby would be a blessing in our life and much more doable as a family than it would have been in the past. So now here I am, 3 months away from meeting our baby. Throughout this time, the time that I had my IUD, the time that I was off birth control tracking my cycle, and honestly, years before I was even married, one thing that has been very consistent for me is exercise. And so during my, just keep that in mind that was something that's been something that has been a part of my life ever since I was, I guess, exercise as a just exercise, definitely been in my life since like middle to high school, I would say. But then, you know, as I was younger, I just did a lot of like playing outside and a lot of movement in general. I was not a very sedentary child, I guess. So if that. Yeah. So anyway, movement has been a huge part of my life, my entire life. And so I had that foundation. And I'll say that it's very, if you're new to exercise and making this a like priority in your life, that it's very hard to do as an adult. So if that like foundation wasn't there before, so be very kind to yourself as you're taking that journey. If it feels really difficult, there's a reason why. It's partly the way that your brain works. And anyway, age does have a, the development of your brain has a lot to do with it also. So anyway, most of all, be kind to yourself. Moving on, I am saying a whole bunch of nothing. during my first trimester of pregnancy, from about week 6 to week 15, I felt absolutely awful. I had lots of emotions that were primarily and only on the negative side. lots of nausea, lots of fatigue, and really, really not motivated to do anything. And then a lot of the emotional part of it, I would get really sad. And this was partly, I did not feel like myself. Not being motivated and wanting to just lay down all the time was not me at all. And so I felt very dissociated from the person that I was for my entire life, because that's just not how I am. So anyway, even during that time, though, I did keep moving, one, because I had to for work, and then two, I always felt better after a studio class or, like going on a walk, something like that. So throughout my second trimester, my body has changed drastically. And a lot quicker than I could have ever imagined possible. And this typically leads to pain and other problems. So that is what I see a lot with my patients who are pregnant, is especially throughout the later trimesters once we get past the initial like morning sickness and things like that. Start experiencing a lot of pain because of how drastic things are changing and how quickly it's happening. And I knew that in my brain, like in that, because I mean, it's what I would, what I would treat, what I've learned about, what I've seen. I knew that, but I now have a whole new appreciation for it because after experiencing it, it is so quick and so much that is changing. So it makes sense that it can cause lots of pain and being uncomfortable, lots of things like that. Now, that is the reason that that can happen. But the idea of like pelvic PT treatment, a lot of the things that we do for people who are pregnant is counteracting that change by being super, super strong, and which is the whole idea of like PT in itself is like, how can we get you strong enough to where you can be stable, yet still be where you can be really stable and mobile without pain. So that's the idea, and that has been my experience. I have felt pretty dang good, and I've had very little pain, if not none, through like back pain, pubic pain, pelvic pain. Like I've had, I'm trying to think of any scenario. There was last week, I'm being totally honest. There was one time last week I had been bending down and standing back up like abnormally, way more than it was, because I was redoing my clinic room at the Louisville studio. And so that was very out of the ordinary for me, and I hurt the next day. But then I was better. And but I don't strengthen in that way ever, like bending down that much as what I was doing. Like I was cleaning the floor, picking things up, that type of thing. So anyway, I know that I felt so good because of my exercise and movement routine, but this is what I'm trying to get to, is that my exercise routine is 100% around consistency and balance. I do not push myself to the point where I am hurting. Pain is a signal to me that I need to back off. I don't push myself to where I'm getting dizzy, where I'm extremely out of breath. I am as like balanced as possible, even during, not even from like a frequency of working out, but even during my classes that I'm taking, my exercise time, I'm trying to be really balanced during that also, and consistent. So I'm not just totally not doing anything, but I'm not also pushing into overboard either. So yeah, it's balance and consistency is what I treat as a pelvic health PT for my patients who are pregnant. It's what I teach in the studio's prenatal program, and now it's what I've been living out throughout my pregnancy. And I can tell you that it has really helped me tremendously. There are other things that have actually been more difficult to me than the physical part of it. The main thing has been seeing my body change. I do not recognize myself. Because I have, you know, I've been a certain way when I look at myself for majority of my life. I've never, it just is so abnormal to me to see a pregnant belly on myself. So I've really struggled with that a lot more than anything else. So, but honestly, talking about it, like I'll tell people that, and I'm telling y'all right now, and it helps me just saying it out loud, and it really, it helps. So anyway, But all of that to say, this thought process of consistency and balance rings true. Also, all of this that I shared about the change that I've been going through, this rings true for everyone. Your body is not going to stay the same throughout your lifetime. Your circumstances in your life aren't going to stay the same. You will continually face challenges and changes from the day that you're born to the day that you die. And what you can do to manage and live really well through all of those changes and circumstances is to find balance and consistency in as many areas of your life as possible. I and Johnette on the podcast will continue to offer guidance and advice on many different areas. Like I mentioned earlier, is the plan for the year through the blog and the podcast. But I can guarantee that you'll be guided and supported to be the most balanced and consistent version of yourself with exercise through the studio, whether in person or on studio stream. A gym that recommends Hell Week or as many classes as possible, or even if it's a place that primarily celebrates your quantitative accomplishments, meaning focusing on like numbers and things like that, it's just not in for 2024. So that's just a thing of the past, okay? So anyway, I can't remember what I was going to say to tell you next. But the studio and studio stream it is what we have really, and especially in the past year, I would say past year and a half, we have really, really shifted to where this idea, this thought process shapes everything that we do. Our most recent, we used to do challenges all the time. How many classes can you take in a month, or whoever takes the most amount. When we would encourage people to come like two times a day. And our last challenge, when we were coming up with it, we were like, gosh, this just is not what we believe. It's also different for everybody, like the amount of exercise that, is tolerable and consistent is different for other people. One thing that has been really interesting to me is, so, since becoming pregnant, okay, prior to pregnancy, when I would teach lots of classes for the studio. It's just part of it, but me and Johnette are at the point where when we do teach a lot of classes at the studio, we're not physically exerting ourselves like you would as if you were taking a class. We're doing very minimal effort. Our purpose is to guide you and not for us to be getting a workout. So, anyway, prior to becoming pregnant, when I would teach classes, my intensity minutes, okay, so I use a Garmin watch, and intensity minutes are that recommended amount that I've talked about before on the podcast of your weekly minutes of exercise, aerobic activity that you're ideally supposed to be getting, which is 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise, moderate aerobic exercise. So this is when you are working out and your heart rate is getting to a moderate level, and then how long is it staying in that level? You should be shooting for about 150 minutes of that type of work per week. So prior to pregnancy, my intensity minutes would be anywhere from like 100 to 150. Sometimes it would be more than that, depending on if like we had a community bar. I always like my heart, I'm so excited and like energized. Anyway, so that was kind of like where I've been staying for a long time through And that is because my body has adjusted to the intensity of class, and I've become really accommodated to the types, to those classes and the intensity. Also, you know, I could have bumped that up if I did push myself, but it was a really good, if I pushed myself more in class. So it was always a really, really good info for me to know. So since becoming pregnant, it has been unreal to see what normally would have been, what normally, like from a teaching standpoint, from a taking class, or even sometimes it will track my intensity minutes if it notices, my watch notices that I'm moving around, but I haven't like set an activity or whatever. But because my body is working so much harder than it was before, because it's supporting two lives at the same time, my intensity minutes now are typically between 250 per week to 400 per week. And so that is so unreal. So just because of the pregnancy, my body is having to work so, so, so much harder. So now think about just people of different like exercise backgrounds, experience, like how much that is going to differ for them, how they're taking in exercise and how their body is responding. And yeah. And I know that on probably, I don't know, all of the recent episodes that I've done, I've just preached and preached about the necessity of recovery and sleep and taking rest days and things like that. And I should probably do like a whole another episode on this and research it more, because it's very interesting. But like accommodating to exercise, if your recovery is going to be different, it's going to be different, and your ability to, what am I trying to say? Your ability to handle like larger amounts of exercise is totally dependent on your like training levels. I have worked with people in the past as they train for different like athletic events, whether it be high schoolers for like track, or maybe someone prepping for a marathon or whatever. And like that is a great example of starting off at a point that you can handle, and then very gradually increasing, so your body can recover, can adjust. You just can't jump straight into anything. You can't jump straight into a marathon or this race without prepping your body for it. And guess what? In these races that people do, it takes months. Like the training plan usually is months and months and months. And guess what? What's more important than anything else on the training plan is that you are being consistent with you're being consistent every single week with your running and prepping. And that's the same with everything else. Gosh, if you're just remaining consistent and remembering that how important the balance portion is, also that you can't just like, you can't have 75% of this and then everything else filling up the 25%, like trying to make your pie chart as evenly spread out as much as possible is going to make a huge difference in your life. So, anyway, once again, let me just remind you that if you're gym, your exercise routine, even if it's not an outside place, like even if you work out by yourself at home and you're feeling those thoughts creeping up on you that like you need to be doing more, more, more. What is that? I'm thinking of a, I think there's a, Maybe it's a TikTok. I don't know. I'm thinking of a TikTok sound. More. I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, if you're even just having those singular thoughts yourself and you need some and you realize that it's not getting you the results you want, you're not feeling great, that if you're having a lot of negative associations with exercise, and with just like your routines and stuff like that, I encourage you to step outside of that, whatever place you're in. And that's what we're here for. That's our goal. And even if it's just for a little bit, if we can help you for a month or 2 months and really get you in a good spot and having a good relationship with movement and exercise, like, let us do that. This is our bread and butter, and it is going to make the biggest difference for you long term than you could ever imagine. So these other gimmicks are like, you know, 60 days to your six-pack abs, prepping for spring break, like that type of stuff, that is not healthy. It is not healthy. And also, they cannot guarantee that. I could go on and on about, oh my gosh, they cannot guarantee the way that the body uses fat, the way that the body, like, is... Anyway, I could go on and on. So I'm going to stop right there. But just know that we're here for you with free resources like this, the blog, the podcast, to really encourage you in your journey, and paid resources like in-person memberships and studio streams so that you can have a really, really good foundation and that you can live better and you can live well. So, all right. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.